Joining us now is Patriots, new to Patriots defensive end, Trevor Scott. Trevor, welcome new to the
Buddha,
team.
Buddha.
He's the boss.
For me. Appreciate it.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
So what are you up to?
Just got done working out and stuff. So
okay, we're going to talk to you about that because we've seen some video of you on YouTube working out. And,
oh, boy.
And Andy's our workout warrior here.
All right.
You know, he has all the combine numbers and everything. So.
He likes to wear shirts that are too tight for him.
Yeah.
It's one of those guys.
It's shrunk.
Although that one's normal today, I got to give you the credit for that.
So we want to talk to you about that in a minute. But first of all, you know, what's it been like so far? You know, being in the Patriots, and I'm assuming you've been here for a while working out. How's it been?
Everything's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Like I said, we just been out here working hard and getting adjusted to the area. So that's been a real challenge. But like I said, I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad, you know, the new opportunities presented itself, and I want to make the most of it.
In terms of being in the building and working out and, you know, interacting, is it a big change from Oakland? Have you noticed a different environment?
I mean, it's definitely a big change. Anytime you go from one place you've been at 4 years to a completely new environment, you don't know where you are. You know, you don't really know that many people. But I mean, like I said, everyone's been pretty nice and showing me around and kind of taking me under the wing a little bit. So everything's been going pretty well so far.
Explain your game to us, because you play defensive end, you played outside linebacker. If somebody asks you, you know, what's the best things you do on the field, what would be your answer?
I would say definitely a pass rush. I know, you know, things didn't go too well, you know, last season, season before I got hurt. But like I said, I'm here now, and I feel like I can definitely, you know, fit a role on this team, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now, your first couple of years in the league, you were getting to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think you were kind of – were you tied for the team lead?
Yeah,
sacks for
both years.
Both your first 2 years, right? So obviously you have some natural ability, I would assume, there.
Mm-hmm.
How much scheme diversity have you seen throughout your career? Because they do a lot of that here, where one player you're lining up in a 3-4 and you're standing up. Mm-hmm. Another play you're, you know, 4-3 or hands on the ground, whatever. So how much of that is –
I mean, I've been through it all. You know, I played defensive end to a 4-3 wheel linebacker to, you know, a bounce around guy. So, like I said, I mean, you really can't throw, like, any surprises at me. Pretty much done it all and seen it all. So, I mean, you know, whatever they want me to play, you know, is what I'm going to play. So that's all I'm here for.
And you had some experience at tight end.
Yeah, in college.
Believe me, if you have any experience at anything, they will try you there here.
Fullback, long snapper. They've been known to move guys around. That early success you had, was that under Rob Ryan? Was he the coach there?
Yeah.
First couple. And so are you seeing some similarities? Do you think there will be some similarities? Obviously, he came from New England before going to Oakland, and maybe there's some scheme that might kind of transfer.
Yeah, I really don't know, you know, really what to expect right now. I'm just kind of, you know, coming in with – you know, open eyes and everything. So, I mean, I don't, this way, if I think of it like this, like, I won't be surprised by anything. So I'm just kind of thinking, like, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
All right, can we get to the workouts?
Yeah, yeah. So we do this, I mean, we've been doing this show for Patriots.com for almost over 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have well over 100,000 people that listen to every show. So this isn't just like, you know, So a lot of people are listening, and a lot of people have told us that they've seen your workout on YouTube. And I have as well. Andy has,
I'm fat, so I just didn't watch. I don't watch anybody.
So am I. So there's one guy that you were working out that said you were like the best guy that he ever trained. It was EPS or I forget, something on the West Coast. What was the name of that company? I want to give him a plug.
What? How long ago was this?
It's probably something you did in college.
It's still up there on YouTube. It was like.
I mean,
it doesn't
go away. I train at Absolute Performance.
That's right. That's it. Absolute Performance.
Yeah, my trainer is Paul Childress. Yeah, he's out of Buffalo, New York.
Right, and he was touting you as like you were the most amazing workout guy that he ever trained. So I mean, is that something that, you know, there are certain guys that put more of an emphasis on it than others? Is that something that, you know, you are all in for?
Yeah, I mean, anytime I can train, like, I'm going to train. Like, that's one thing that I've always had a passion for, because I figured out, you know, early on, is as I got bigger, faster, stronger, it helped me that much more on the field. So, I mean, as soon as the season's over, you know, I'll probably take a couple weeks off, just let my body come back. But then after that, I'm in the weight room, I'm hitting it hard, just to, you know, better myself for the upcoming season.
Are you one of those guys? A lot of times the team workouts aren't as extensive. You know, there's a lot of, you know, three or four core lifts and things they want you to do. Do you add on to everything? Do you have your own workouts and wherever APS that you do there?
Yeah, I mean, first off, I think the training program here is great. But I mean, like anybody else, though, as soon as I get done with, like, my main exercises, you know, and their program and stuff like that, you know, if I want to do a little bit extra core or something like that, then I will.
Right. What do you think of Harold Nash? Biggest arms you've ever seen on a strength coach?
Dude's jacked.
Yeah, he is jacked. That's for sure.
I almost wanted to say something else there, didn't you? And it's okay. We've said worse on this show.
Yeah, oh, believe me.
It's the internet. The FCC doesn't count. Yeah. We're okay. As long as Robert Kraft doesn't get mad at us, we're good. And the other question, we had Will Allen in here last week, and he said his eyes were really opened by these workouts the first couple weeks, that he was sore and it was probably harder than stuff he's done in previous stops. Would you say that's accurate? This is a pretty difficult off-season program?
Yeah, I think it's pretty accurate. We do a lot of different things here, stuff that I've never really done before. So, I mean, anytime I could do, you know, new things, and if it's going to tear my body up and I'm sore as hell, then, you know, I love that type of stuff. So,
you know, one of the things we hear a lot about when a new player comes in is, you know, they want to get right into the playbook immediately. You know, they want to – I think Anthony Gonzalez said that to us too. He wants to get immersed right into the playbook right away. From a practical standpoint, though, I know right now you're doing the off-season, you know, strength and conditioning program. How soon do you guys actually get to see a playbook, and do you actually get to start doing that sort of mental preparation?
I mean, first and foremost, like, we start off with a strict regimen, you know, training and stuff like that. And as far as like the playbook stuff, like, I've always been the type of guy that we're going to be living in the playbook, you know, come like later in spring and, you know, all through summer camp. So I kind of just I just go with the flow right now with that type of thing. Some guys, like you said, they love to just get right in it, and other guys just like to, you know, focus on training, because, you know, once football starts, it's just it's nonstop, and that's all you're going to be thinking about: eat, sleep, and breathe in this playbook. So, I mean, I just kind of try to balance the two.
Eric, we were talking about working out, and you interrupted
us.
Yes,
just because you're skinny and little.
There was one exercise.
You're a kicker.
In better shape than these guys, though.
There was one exercise you were doing with the sit-ups with the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might have had 85 pounds on the bar, and you're – where'd you get that one from? Because we haven't seen that one.
Is it hard?
I actually, it is very hard. And I actually got that exercise from Brad Roll, my strength coach in Oakland.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just kind of. That's the thing. Like, I've had like a lot of different trainers and stuff, so I kind of take bits and pieces from everybody and just incorporate them into workouts.
How about muscle ups? You've ever done muscle ups where you do the pull up straight into a dip above the pull up bar?
You know, I've seen people do that on YouTube, and I actually tried it once and almost about tore my lats out.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I told you.
All right.
I saw a guy doing it at the gym yesterday.
We were saying,
I've
never seen it. Yeah, it looks impossible.
It's pretty legit.
Yeah. It's technique, though. It's got to be – you've got to
get – it's kind of a gymnast thing. It's what they use on the high bar to kind of get up.
If you want
to
see, like, that type of stuff, go on to YouTube and look up the bartenders. They're these kids that –
the bartenders?
The bartenders.
Oh, tenders.
With a Z, yeah. Tenders.
Okay.
So,
boys!
They're like these group of guys that – like, inner city guys, and they work out on, like, playgrounds and stuff and pull-up bars. And you want to see some crazy pull-up stuff.
Well, yesterday I saw a guy who was a bodybuilder. He was 240.
Yeah.
And he was doing the muscle-ups.
Probably like on Venice Beach or something.
Yeah,
he did, like, 20 of them.
Very impressive.
Ridiculous.
Momentum involved, just flat out pulled himself up, rotated.
Yeah, because there were some that we saw where the guys were in good shape, obviously, but they were using their
momentum,
their legs to sort of like lift them up to get there. This guy wasn't doing any leg motion at all. He was just pulling himself up, pushing. I mean, it was insane.
I'm going to try it when no one's around in case I fall. Yeah.
I have another workout question for Trevor, too. On this show, not very long ago, within the past year, there was a push-up contest between these two. And there was some controversy, of course, because he was doing sort of he was trying to get as proper a technique as you could.
Okay.
He was going for more speed.
Yeah, halfway down.
So there was a little bit of a controversy as to what the actual
same amount of
technique
time,
was.
I did like 31, did, like 30, 32,
and I did 62.
He did like 62. So there's no way that you weren't cheating.
I was hoping that you could kind of recreate your form so that he could sort of.
I'm not. <your feet. laughs>
Well, all
that
I can tell
sound
you is
strange,
that,
though. 60. I mean, 60 push-ups in a minute or whatever. I mean, isn't that a fitness test?
I thought you got me.
Freddie's head got really red during the course of the contest.
I got a little concerned
about it. I put a stop.
He started yelling at me.
You're saying you were doing full push-up and he was doing half push-up.
Right. That's what he's claiming.
Well, that's what Fred claims. Yeah. I wasn't actually watching Andy.
I could see him under the table.
And we weren't counting for ourselves. These two were counting for
us. I will say that Fred was doing very legitimate push-ups.
Eric doesn't know what a real push-up is.
Oh, the hell, please.
I'm about to say, you should have laid down the rules of what a real push-up was before you had this.
That's true. That's true.
And now they won't do it again.
And yeah, they won't duplicate the effort.
It was ratings gold, too. You should have seen all the emails.
Another question. When guys are doing the bench, and I'll ask you this too because you probably do it.
He's the professional.
They add the chains. Why not just put more weight on? Why do you?
Oh no,
why do you
I
put
know
the chains
answer to that,
on?
But I'll
let
well,
you. It's different because, like, say you put the chains on. Yeah. It's for like almost shocking your body almost. As soon as you take the bar off, it's going to be heaviest at the top.
Right.
And as you let the bar down, more chains fall on the ground, so it gets lighter at the bottom.
The links on the okay.
Because you used some of the videos I saw was resistance bands.
Yeah,
which is
bands
kind
and chains.
Thing.
That I understand the resistance,
but it's the same thing. Okay. When it's in a pile on the ground, you're not lifting it,
okay.
But when it's
all the way up, you're lifting it. Yeah. I understand now. Okay.
It's just different ways of just shocking your body.
That's the end of my workout questions.
Okay, do you have any football questions?
No, I'm all done.
I do. I have one. You're talking about the playbook, and you like to kind of put it off until everybody's doing it and immerse yourself. Do you think you are a guy with a high football IQ, or do you expect to maybe, because this is a pretty difficult scheme and diverse scheme, do you think you have a high football IQ, it'll come easily? Or?
Yeah, I would definitely think I have a high football IQ now, and just for the fact of, all the things I did in Oakland, like when I was a D lineman, like you're only looking at like three things, like a triangle, like,
yep.
And then you step 5 yards off the ball and all of a sudden you see receivers motion and it's like a whole different world. So, I mean, just the fact that I had to learn all of that and just bounce around so much. And I feel like I really learned like the game of football as far as like, you know, formations and motions and, you know, what guys are doing where and just knowing where your help is on the field. So, I mean, I think my football IQ has definitely risen, that's for sure.
And did you see a great opportunity here? Because obviously this defense struggled a little bit last year. I don't know if you're familiar with the numbers, but they had their issues. And, you know, they lost. Mark Anderson left via free agency. Andre Carter's kind of in limbo. Did you see an opportunity? That's a place where I can go. I can compete for playing time, a starting job. Did you see the opportunity that existed here?
Yeah, that's exactly what I saw. It was exactly that, where it was an opportunity. I figured this would be the best place for me to come and, you know, be able to, you know, get on the field just for, you know, everything that they do. So, I mean, you know, I'm very, very fortunate and, you know, very happy to be here.
Why do the Raiders have so many penalties?
I don't even know.
Is it a reputation thing? They just have a bad rap, so the referees are harder on them. But it just seems every year.
I think Seymour earns his.
Well,
I wanted
every
to ask
year they
you,
say that
I
we're not going
to
do this,
Seymour.
And they do it anyway.
What was it like playing with Richard? We have a long history with Richard.
Oh,
it
was phenomenal.
We love Richard.
Yeah, he's one of the nicest guys.
He was on the show right before he got traded.
Yeah, I don't, you know, the precedent is there. It was probably months.
Yep.
Two months maybe?
2 months before he was on this show talking about how he was getting in shape, didn't want to get too big and stiff, and then boom, he was out of town.
He also talked about, you know, didn't want the Obama.
The stimulus plan. He wanted to be paid.
He wanted to get paid. So that might have had more to do with it than, you know, actually being on the show. But
so you enjoyed playing with him, though?
Oh, yeah, I loved it. He's a great leader and a great role model. And just
except when he's getting those 15-yard penalties against the Patriots too early to start the game.
The reason I bring it up, what was it like? Because I know that that game meant a lot to him. We know Richard pretty well. And I know that game meant a lot to him last year. And he came out a little bit overexcited and had some foolish penalties that Freddie talked about. What was he like that week leading into that Patriots game?
You know, he was just like any other game, though. He wasn't too high and he wasn't too low. Like, he just wanted to go out and get a win. And just the fact that he was playing the Patriots, you know, you could definitely tell it meant that much more to him. Yeah. And, you know, so he came out of the game fired and, you know, shooting guns ablazes, man. So, I mean, I can't, you know, you can't blame him.
Yeah.
Before you go, you want a cookie or are you one of those nutrition freaks? They're really good.
I need a protein shake.
See, that's where I get in trouble. Yeah. I finish working out and then I go have cookies and pizza.
All right. Trevor Scott, what number will you be, do you think? You have any idea?
Shoot, who knows? Probably 99.
Okay.
Chandler Jones wants it.
Yeah. You get some competition. All right.
You were here first, though.
You could have a workout competition. That'll probably be in
We'll do a push-up contest.
Muscle-ups.
Yeah.
Muscle-ups.
He was a first-round pick. Yeah. Cough up a little something for the
effort. At the end of the day, a number doesn't mean anything to me. So
that's right. You make the number. The number doesn't make you.
Exactly.
All right. New defensive end for the New England Patriots, Trevor Scott. Thank you for coming to the show. We'll be right back after this.